Let us pray. God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So you may be saying, we've heard this story. We heard it last week. Only last week it was from John, and sometimes we thought about it as doubting Thomas, even though Thomas isn't the only one that doubts. And then you may be thinking, we know this story. We've heard it. Why do we keep hearing it again? The thing is, with the scripture and with the text, we need to be reminded, just like the disciples did, that Easter is here. Hear these words from Christopher Grundy. Christopher Grundy is a musician, a songwriter. He's also a professor at Eden Theological Seminary. And this is the chorus that, as I was thinking about this text, came to me. Dance with the lonely, dance with the lost. Dance with ones who come to dance. Dance with the ones who come to dance, who you come to dance with, will cost you. Dance when worn out from weight of the cross. Just dance. You see, that's kind of how I picture the disciples. They are so worn out from the cross. They are so worn out from the fact that he died and he hung on the cross, and they ran away and they doubted and they had fear and they locked themselves in rooms that they can't dance. But the text, Easter, is about dancing. It's about dancing with the lonely and the lost. It's about dancing with those who, if we dance with them, it might cost us with our friends or our families or our world, because they may say to us, how can you dance with that person? It means dancing when the weight of the world is so on top of us that we don't know what to do. We just need to dance. Because you see, we heard the story. Jesus came in. He said, peace be with you. You're frightened? Well, why are you frightened? You have fear? You have doubts? Why? I'm here. I told you I was going to be here. I'm here. And then to prove that I'm not a ghost, I'm going to eat a piece of fish. So he eats among them. And what happens is then he begins to teach them. He opens their mind. Remember that word. He opens their minds and tells them that they are witnesses. Witnesses of this wonderful Easter celebration. You see, to understand the scriptures, to understand our faith, to understand who we are, we have to open our minds and be transformed, to be changed. The disciples were changed once they began to really believe that it was Jesus. He doesn't say anything different. He's been telling them this story for I don't know how many years. He's been telling them as he taught them before he died. They just don't understand. And at times, we are just like Jesus. But he doesn't come in and yell at them or whatever. He just tells them the story again. He meets them where they are, and he opens their minds. Jesus meets us where we are and opens our minds and transforms us into Easter people. We are people. It is Easter. We need to celebrate that. Now, there's a couple words that he uses when he teaches them. He talks about repentance. Repent is to try to do better. And he talks about forgiveness. And that is, it's okay when you mess up. It's okay when you mess up, because we all mess up. I get it. Jesus tells them, I get it. You messed up. You didn't believe. I forgive you. And repentance is about trying to do better. So Jesus tells us, repentance and forgiveness of sins. It's okay. It's okay that you did something wrong. I forgive you. but try to do better. And so, the peace be with you. Shalom. God's grace, God's love fills them. This faith thing that we're about, it's a trust in spite of the lack of evidence. It's like acting that something is true even if we have no proof, no physical proof. It's being faithful in all kinds of doubts and questions that we have. Because it's about a relationship. It's about being transformed and the joy that transforms us. Because it's okay to fear and it's okay to doubt. Jesus is going to meet us where we are. It's not okay to stay there. We need to move. We need to be transformed because we are Easter people. We are people of the resurrection, sharing the good news that Christ is alive. I think sometimes we think about it and we're like, okay, Easter, it's over, it's time. We'll just go on about our daily lives. But the thing is, we can't. Because of Easter, we can't go about our daily lives. We need to repent and believe the good news. We need to share the forgiveness of sins and to laugh and have joy and be filled with God's dreams. That's what it's about, to be filled with God's dreams. Caring, sharing, believing, loving, being transformed into what God is calling us to be. So, it's okay to doubt. It's okay to fear. But new life comes to all of us. Second chances come to all of us. Forgiveness comes to all of us. Grace comes to all of us. And that's proven by the text that we keep hearing about Jesus coming back and telling the story over and over and over again. The disciples didn't quite get it, and they were the ones that basically left him at the cross. But he still comes to them and says, peace be with you, and teaches them. And he tells them, it's okay. Here, I stand among you. Don't be frightened. Don't be afraid. But if you are, and I can see that you are, it's okay. I'm here. Look, I'm not a ghost. I'm here. I'm eating fish. I'm here, and I'm going to teach you. I'm going to open your minds, and I'm going to teach you. That's what Jesus does with us as well. And because Jesus teaches us, we live differently. We live differently because we need to act, and we need to have faith that God's promises are true. Because they are. God's promises are true. So, yeah, it's okay to be where we are, but we need to have faith. We need to push ourselves and to be transformed and to know that God's promises are true and to live that way. Because they are. Look around you. They are. God's promises are true. God continues to teach us through Jesus, through one another. And the doubts that we have, yeah, it's okay. And the fear that we have, yeah, it's okay. But it's not okay to not be transformed and to grow with those teachings of Jesus. So let me ask you this question. How might your faith, as it continues to grow and change, transform you, transform us, transform Grace United Church of Christ? How might we grow into God's vision of what Grace United Church of Christ can be in the world in which we live? That's really the question. That's really the question of the text. How can we, those of us here and those of us outside these walls, how can we grow and be transformed into what God is calling us to be? A welcoming community, a faithful community, a fun and joy-filled community, a community that offers leadership, and a community that is faith-filled. Did you hear those? Those were our core values. Those are what we have decided that God is transforming us and working with us to do. We're Easter people. How could we not be Easter people? How can we not be transformed into the community that God wants us to be? So yeah, it's okay to have fear, and it's okay to doubt, and it's okay. We all get new life. We get second chances. We all have forgiveness, and we all have grace. Every one of us here and everyone around the world. But we are called to live differently. We are called to be transformed and to live the promises that God has given us. What great news that is. Happy Easter. Happy Easter. Share the good news in all you do. Thanks be to God. Amen.